Live in the moment. Whole theme for this year. Live in the moment. I remind you again that you and I are only promised the moment right now in which you're living. You're not promised the next moment. But the promise that God gives us for this particular moment in which you live is a powerful, powerful promise. It is a promise of strength, a promise of courage, a promise of food, a promise of hope, a promise given to us from God Himself. He had promised all of creation that one day, the day was coming when salvation of the Lord would be felt in the heart of man. That day came some 2,000 years ago at the birth of Jesus, His Son. And He said to us, live in the moment, for it is only the moment that you're living that you have anything to say or to confess or to give from. Just that moment. That moment is so powerful that God says, I'm going to look at you and I'm going to see eternity in your heart. For I am going to place in the heart of man everlasting or eternity. To where you could have the hope. You can see there's more to life than just this. Folks, if this is all there is, this 70, 80, 90, 100 years, if that's all there is, if that's all there is for Christians, we are of all people most miserable. Paul said that. He said it's got to be hope. And in that hope, it's given to you in the moment. Everyone has a moment of need. I want you to live in the moment. But I also want you to understand that in the moment that you're living right now, I want you to prepare for war. War. The war of the nations, they're going on continually. We're in some war at all times. But you individually, God said, I want you to prepare for war. When you woke up this morning, I guarantee you, the enemy is looking at you, and the enemy has declared war against you, yourself, you. Create a war within your own heart so often. Each of us as human beings, things can be going good, and if they're going real good, guess who's going to mess it up? It's always up to you and me to live in this moment, but prepare for war. Jehoshaphat was king of Judah, southern kingdom. Israel had another king. Jehoshaphat looked to his heart, and the scripture says that his heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. His heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. His heart took delight in the ways of the Lord. Do you know the power that you have when God looks to your heart? And He sees a heart that is loved by the Word and loves the Word that is given. Jehoshaphat, a mighty king. But Jehoshaphat loved the Lord so much that he sent out teachers among all his people. You know what he told them to do? You tell them about the Lord. You tell them about the Lord. And Jehoshaphat goes throughout all his land and he destroys all the idol worship. The idol gods were put down. And Jehoshaphat praised God for who he was in his life. First thing I want you to do in preparing for the war is look to God. Oh, you're going to war today. There's going to be some battle inside of you raging right now, and you realize it. You're going to war. You're in war. For Satan does not like you. He does not love you. He hates you as much as the Lord loves you. But you need to lift your chin up, lift your heart up, for when your heart takes pleasure in who God is in your life, God takes notice. Jehoshaphat had done what God had called him to do, always caring about what God wanted. And Jehoshaphat got word from every corner. Word came to Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, your enemies are gathering against you. Jehoshaphat, there's so many. They're overwhelming. Even in listening and looking at them, Jehoshaphat, you can't win when these nations unite together to come against you. You know what Jehoshaphat did? First thing he did was called his choir together. Got the praise team out there. Said, start praising God. He told every occupant of Judah, I want you to assemble together. Assembling together is where you'll find the power. For when you have the power of one multiplied by the many, singing praises to God, the power of God comes down. Strength and hope are delivered. I want everyone praying, praising God. So they came together in multiple assemblies. All their children, all within their household, and they bowed before God. He said, look to God. Second Chronicles 20, second part of verse 12 and all of 13. We don't know what to do, but we're looking to you for help, Lord. Have you ever been there? Don't know what to do, but I'm looking to you for help, Lord. And now let me remind you, your pastor loves you. And you're a mess. I know, because your pastor's a mess. It's called the human condition. And the human condition is messed up. That's why Jesus had to come. So Jehoshaphat is looking and he's listening. But do you know what he wanted to hear? I want to hear a word from God. I want to know what God wants me to do. We don't know what to do, Lord, but we are looking to you for help. All the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, and their children. And standing before God, gave themselves in humble prayer. Lord, our enemy's coming after us, and we don't know what to do. Know the feeling? Apostle Paul cried out, oh, what a wretched man am I. the very things that I don't want to do, I end up doing. And the things that I want to do, I don't do. Oh, of all people, Paul said, I am the chief of sinners. But he wasn't. Because when I was born, I met the chief of sinners. He is me. When you were born, you met the chief of sinners. It is you. For we, as human beings, need to understand that you can't make life work doing it your way. The life that works is a life that's turned to Christ. The life that's going to come out from under the power of all evil is a life that praises God and His name. Jehoshaphat, the armies have united together. We have no hope. And Jehoshaphat called a prayer meeting. Come before God in prayer. You want the answer to the problems in your individual life? Go to the Lord in prayer. Father, the burdens are so many. I cannot control them. Father, help me control myself. But Lord, I am at war. And that war will rage all the time that you're on planet Earth. Oh, it will give a little. It will expand a little. But it will always be here as long as we're in flesh and blood. So what do we live with in the power? We live with hope. The promise of this day, the promise of this moment gives me hope for the next moment. But the hope is the same. The hope is in who Jesus is. In your battle today and in your battle every day, look to God. And when you look to God, listen to God. He's the one trying to talk to you. Be silent long enough to listen. Let your heart hear. Let the will of God overshadow your will and watch the victory as it is given. The victory of this day and the victory of the moment is a gift from God. Come in God's presence, you will know God. You will feel His touch. You will receive that blessing that you've wanted. But God said, I want you to show up. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. Jehaziel was a member of the congregation. Also a member of the local choir. But was a member of the congregation. And it just so happened that the Holy Spirit spoke to Jehaziel. And this is what Jehaziel said. This is what the Lord says to you. Talking to the king, talking to the people. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. One of the greatest problems that you and I will have in the war that we battle each day, all those little battles in this awesome war called life, is that we think we can handle it ourselves. No need to bother God with it. Oh, I bother God all the time. I go to the Lord all the time. I have learned to admit and learn to acknowledge I don't know what I'm doing. I just think I do. Did you ever get with somebody who was so smart that they had the answer for everything, and then they had an answer for nothing? Because they themselves get overwhelmed? Did you ever let yourself get that way? You're not that smart. You really aren't. God is. God looks to the heart and he says, now listen, this battle you're fighting, it's not yours. They're coming after you simply because of me. Evil goes against God. God looks to your heart and my heart. And when evil starts against you, God says, that's enough. But we have to call on his name. Let God know that our heart trusts in him and not in our own devices. Oh, Lord, we have the great mighty army. Folks, no army, no nations, plural, united together, cannot harm the hair on the head of one Christian that God has said, touch not my anointed. Doesn't matter their strength. I know God. I know a Savior. His name is Jesus. Jehoshaphat, I don't want you worrying about this. I want you listening to me. Pay attention. And Jehoshaphat did. He was listening. He was paying attention. Lord, give us that direction. Then I want you to trust in God. Trust in God. Look to him, listen to him, and trust in him. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17. Now listen to what God is telling them. You won't need to fight in this battle. Whew. When you're looking at an army you can't count, and you turn your head and there's another army you can't count, and another and another. We're not even sure how many showed up at this one. Nations that weren't even named were there. You won't need to fight in this battle. Now listen to what the Lord said. Just stand strong in your places. I got to know my place. You got to know your place. The Lord says, I got a place for you. Don't be trying to take somebody else's place. You're called to know your place. If your place is to preach, preach. If it's to teach, teach. If it's to sing, sing. But I want the place I can tell you it is. It is for you to be you. God loves you like you. How do I know that? You're alive. You were created. God watched you being born. Watched you being formed. And had laid out a path for you. Before the scripture says time began. Boy, that's a lot of relationship there. That God has known you. You know, we talk about how long we've known people. Well, I've known those people all my life. Ever since I can remember, I've known them. Before time began, God knew you. He knew when you would be born, and he knows when you will die. But he knows the service that he's called you to and prepared you for that particular service. Do you know that God could just be using me or you to get to one individual? And you would say, well, you know, that doesn't sound very important. Well, later on, ask that one when you see him in heaven. You ask that one whether it was important. You see, God sees it all. Jehoshaphat, because your heart is so close to me, you're wanting to listen to me. You won't need to fight in this battle. Just stand strong in your place and you will see the Lord save you. You will see the Lord save you. And Jehoshaphat believed God. Remember what happens when you believe God. God counts that as being a righteous individual. Because of your belief in Him, you receive the crown of righteousness. And God looked down. Now here, this is going to get you. God says now, pay attention, Jehoshaphat. Go ahead and start to march towards all the great enemy. Here's where they are. Follow my directions. Jehoshaphat gets out. And do you know who he calls on? The choir. All of you choir members, get in front. For you will lead this army of God. And the choir united together. And they started singing praises to God as Jehoshaphat's army marched. They heard the cadence. They heard the cry to God. They saw in each other's eyes an excitement, a feeling, oh, that feeling of victory as they're walking along, led by singing, led by voices praising God. The Lord's army is coming. Will the armies of the enemy of God listen well? You have no chance against the power of the Creator, and you have absolutely no hope in defeating a child of God, a child that stands with you. In God's name, it's going to be a victorious child going into the battle, marching along, understanding something. I am going because God has called me to go. I am singing praises to my God. And something interesting took place on this battle that I haven't seen in throughout the other scripture. Gideon, they had to perform acts in the battle to get together against an army that they couldn't count. But Jehoshaphat, he had looked, he had listened, he had trusted what God was saying to him. And listen to 2 Chronicles 20, 21, 22. Then the king chose men to be singers to the Lord, to praise Him because He is holy and wonderful. As they marched in front of the army, they said, "Thank the Lord because His love continues forever." At the moment they began to sing. Now listen to me. Listen to me, Randy Kidder. At the moment they began to sing and to praise, the Lord calls the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to begin fighting among themselves, and they destroyed each other. But here was what was different. Unlike Gideon's march, they're marching. I mean, they got the beat by this time, you know. They're really going at it. They listen to that choir and they're with it. The scripture says when they got to the place where the armies were to meet, everyone was dead already. Every enemy of God in front of them was already dead when they got there. And God gave the order. God did. Take all that they have. There was so much gold and loot and uniforms and armor that was there. This is all Jehoshaphat's people had to do, was go gather the loot. 3 days they're gathering this gold and all the good clothes and everything from all of these armies as a gift from God. Why? Jehoshaphat did not stand back and said, we have so many mighty men. And he did. We have so many brave men. He did. We have the wisdom of God. And they did. But Jehoshaphat, he had to give an order that you won't hear the presidents and kings give. And the order was, the enemies are great. Death will abound. But as God's servant, Jehoshaphat says, send in the choir. See, the babies know. Yeah, bad times. And God said, send in the choir. Oh, Thaddeus and I get along just fine. That's life, is it not? That is life. The enemies have surrounded, and yet you give an order that seems so odd, so strange. Almighty King, the armies are upon us. What do we do to protect ourselves? And the king says, send in the choir. Can you imagine what those mighty men of Judah had thought at that time? The warrior, send in the choir. That sissy group. Send in that choir. Yeah. For the power is in who they know. The power is in the word they sing. The power is in the prophecies given. The power is in the Spirit of Almighty God. And the enemy isn't expecting that. Can you imagine World War II, World War I, Vietnam, or any of that? If we'd had godly leaders that said, send in the choir, we would have thought they lost their mind. And yet, the greatest victories that have ever been won are those victories where those that are assaulted said, Lord, here am I. I cannot defend myself. Let thy will be done. Watch out. For when God answers that kind of call, well, you know, Brother Randy, there ought to be a song out there that says, "Victory in Jesus." For that's the victory you're getting ready to have. Is that right, Thaddeus? That's the victory you're getting ready to receive. And they got there and they looked. Can you imagine? You talk about the goosebumps going up their neck when I got there. Can't you imagine the praise in? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I get to see my child again. I get to be a part of the army of God. Live in the moment, but be prepared for the war. For you will wake up from your sleep at night and you will face war during your day. The war is assigned against you. Trust the Lord. Be patient with one another. You hear me? Be patient with one another. I've told Paula many times, be patient with Randy. The Lord's not through with him yet. Makes us grow all the time. That's who we are. We're incomplete, but not in God's eyes. God sees you complete. Be thankful. Live in the moment. Prepare for war. Send in the choir. You sing praises. You will see the victory you're looking for. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings, the joy of salvation, for the blessing of life and love. We ask now, dear Heavenly Father, as you touch our life, you will give us the wisdom to serve you, the courage to stand where you tell us to stand, the excitement in speaking or the excitement in being silent when you tell us to do so. Help us, Father, that we might be a help to others. And we ask, Father, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.